The U.S. Secretary of State cited North Korea's recent submarine-launched ballistic missile test as the latest example of North Korea's continued pursuit of offensive and nuclear weapons in violation of United Nations Security Council resolutions. And he described Kim Jong-un himself as grotesque and grisly for reportedly ordering the public execution of his highest-ranking defense minister, Hyang-Yong Chol, with an anti-aircraft gun.
Which makes his leadership one of the most egregious examples of reckless disregard for human rights and for human beings anywhere on the planet.
One of the main reasons for Secretary of State Kerry's visit to Seoul and Beijing has been to focus on reducing regional tensions, but he says North Korea has rejected all diplomatic efforts, even from its key allies and trading partners, China and Russia, to restart international talks to end its nuclear program in return for economic aid and assistance.
Kim Jong-un recently rebuffed the invitation of President Putin to go to Russia. They have rebuffed the overtures of the leaders of China to engage on this topic.
The only way forward, Secretary Kerry says, is to increase pressure on the Kim Jong-un regime. The U.S., South Korea, and Japan alliance, he says, will continue to deploy the weapons and forces needed to counter the North Korean nuclear threat. Washington is also talking to Beijing about increasing international sanctions unless Pyongyang reverses course on its nuclear program. Mr. Kerry says it is also growing more likely that a United Nations effort to refer North Korea to the International Criminal Court for Human Rights Violations will succeed. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.